what the market is propping up the private printing press identity.
Yes.
So the Western world is based on individual ownership of your space and your objects. And so people used to get a lot of money 100 years ago to buy a space and accumulate objects. And it was theirs, and the government and the police supported that, the right of property. So as you get into electric software communism in the last 60 years, now what do people do? They share this kind of space chip technology where everything is available, and probably most of it you don't have to pay for. So you're not buying objects anymore, you're buying a process. But the Western world has the alphabetic meme, the printing press meme, just like Asia's has their group tribal meme. And so the reason people still go to Wall Street and buy and sell things is they're keeping that the meme of individual ownership that is increasingly not applicable to the way people actually live. We live in a shared world of information that we dance with every day, and there's no ownership of it. You might bookmark a couple of sites, but the thing is, this is a meme. This is a part of the Android meme. So this is the LaRouche quadrant, visual space, and it's that meme that people are acting out. And since they're so unaware and so unnecessary, you might as well say the machine, the machinic, the Android meme, is replaying the visual space meme for other machines that rely on it, like books and newspapers and banks. So that's where you understand how the different memes are talking to each other. They're after images. There isn't even an ownership. What does the head of Goldman Sachs get? Nothing. He just shows up and goes through the rigmarole again and tries to make his cable go faster and closer to the New Jersey headquarters so that he can claim to be a private individual and go to a private seat in the opera and go to this or that or a good seat at a baseball game, all enhancing the prestige of an individual acquisition of old-fashioned objects. See? So that's what's keeping the market going. The alphabet's keeping it going. The meme, the afterimage, because the way people live, there's no private identity possible anymore. And so that ran out its course in 2008.
Yes.
So basically, the Western world died, and the tribal world is powerless to be born because we're not tribal either. And then that Iron shows up to offer an articulate alternative.
Yeah.
Well, if
you guys get that, you see what I'm saying? You should understand something about what's going on. A simple explanation. You get that?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, yeah. If it's a replay and it's propping up, but is it necessarily, it's neither good nor bad, it just is. That's what you're just saying.
It just is. You couldn't stop it. The market, the Reagan recovery was a recovery of the broke spiral of visual space, which all the activists and revolutionaries of the 50s, 60s, 70s didn't understand that the Android meme and its after-image memes would take over. So the Chinese are dedicated to their tribal meme while they try to go individual property owners, right? And they're frustrated going in that direction. Just as the West tries to go collective and tribal, they can't do it because they believe in their private names, and you can't be Mr. Rockefeller, and therefore the image of an ownership of Warren Buffett keeps going.
Hey, Bob, you were talking about private space, you being obliterated. Is there something then in the digital spectrum where you get anonymity because you're out there? You don't have to use your name. You don't have to use your own, photo, and you can, in a sense, be a chameleon.
You can share the software communism with great autonomy and editing power. You're a god in Web 2.0. There's no reference point in any normal identity. Like, your grandfather didn't drive a tractor in the farm or something and checking his email every 2 minutes. And then when he quit a hard day's work, he'd go home and go online and read opinions and all that, porn or whatever. This is how people spend their leisure time, is to be in the chip body. And it's not you don't go shopping. You just find places to experience. It's a whole different kind of using your leisure time.
Right. I was just asking about privacy. I was just asking about the idea that privacy has been obliterated when you can be somebody else online, and that's where everybody is.
Yeah, you can't have privacy. And, of course, the privacy mean demands that society be protected. You have to have the world where people can become billionaires and acquire something, the meme of acquiring. So that's why the Patriots Bill will continue regardless of whatever legislation is. What are they saying now? They're saying we're trying to stop the Patriot Bill or do
yeah,
something
Rand,
to it.
Yeah, Rand Paul. Yeah, Rand Paul is...
Right. So someone will keep the meme going of private ownership that has to be protected, and then the society of individuals has to be protected. It's not going to be stopped until something drastic happens in the change of people's mentalities. And it's interesting, every generation, you know, from the beatniks to the hippies to the yippies to the yuppies to the guppies to the whatever, the millennials now, they are more and more discarnate, more and more don't have any private identity, but they have to fit into a private identity role. And it's just getting pretty hard to do now because the management doesn't even have it, have that actual fact going. So you may have the kids, you know, the big problem right now is many American kids are joining the Al-Qaeda. Right?
No,
because they're fascinated by the tribal against the visual.
No. A lot of those Americans that are joining are from that country, or from Yemen, or from Somalia, living in the United States.
Yeah, they don't like. They can't. There's no America for them to fit into, in any fantasy they have about it. So they try to recover their roots. They can't do it. But there's even WASP kids joining the Al-Qaeda. You know. So they used to join, you know, they went and dug Charlie Parker and took heroin in 1949. That was what the white kid would do. The white kid is always trying to get out of its private meme of identity, and the tribal guy is trying to become private, like the TV show Empire, you know, about the hip-hop mogul, right?
Yeah,
He's trying to be a private identity American archetype in a tribal medium, a tribal environment, and a tribal family, and a tribal culture, and it's just driving him up the wall, you know? He doesn't know how to be it. But he's forced to. That's why blacks are not African-Americans. They are industrial people. They've got the white... And no, they've got the visual space, printed press meme in them, no matter what race you have, where you came from biologically.
But don't you? If you took a look at Dallas, it's the very same drama.
You mean Dallas, the TV show?
Yeah.
It's the only drama possible. It's the fate of the wealthy individual who circumstances made him get lifted out of the daily middle class grind, and now he's floating above it, and he has to manage huge environments, and he has to own or buy it. But the technologies that he would buy are more and more contradicting visual space. So here's Jeff Bezos. He's got nowhere to go but to buy the Washington Post. You know what I mean? By an old medium, just so that he can pretend he's owning and learning something. That's what's pretty interesting about JW. Here's a trillionaire, perhaps one of the richest men in the world and in America, who is willing to throw off all the trappings of visual space and bring in this new world.
Wow.
Think of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He's created,
and Ian says he has the ability to allow anything happen to him. So he's really not a Westerner. He's not an Easter. He's just a unique, primitive person, you know, like a caveman with the faculties sophisticated. And then he has Ian drops on him, and then that makes him a bit different, but even more so.
Wow.
But he is pretty unique. he's an example of what Paul Shockley channeled in 1976. The Cosmic Awareness said, there are people in the rich zones, the oligarchy level, who are beginning to give up that acquisitive industrial meme archetype. And one of them would be Lawrence Rockefeller, the guy who funded William Irwin Thompson, a lot of the ecology things, saw a lot of the New Age centers. And I asked
He was the UFO guy, too.
Yes, he did it right at the turn, at the beginning of the Clinton administration. And I asked the Evergreens, what's motivating him? And they said... They said he's got family guilt. You know, the Rockefellers are involved in the Kennedy assassination. He's trying to assuage family guilt. But because he's a little old-fashioned, he's trying to fit. He's like Westerner going east. He probably isn't going to be able to pull it off because we come in and undermine that whole thing that he's trying to have the world recognize, the old New Age meme. So we'll see what the Rockefeller grandchildren do.
So isn't that a tribe? You know, one thing, the reason why I brought up Dallas was the idea that you were saying in Empire there's tribe versus private space versus,
yeah,
you know, white oligarchs. But there's tribe everywhere when it comes to
yeah,
family
you can say,
money.
You can
and
say
all that.
the white Dallas oligarchs are a tribe, aristocratic tribe. And McClellan used to write about aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the point. They're in a larger society where it is an individualist technology that makes everybody be that way, regardless of what sub-tribe they're from. In the end, the blacks are just like the American Chinese or the WASP rich. Everybody has a certain individualist ego.
Right.
And they got their lawyers, and they got all this defense. And you were talking about law earlier. Law is the profession of preserving visual space. That's
certainly
all they do.
Is. Absolutely.
They must remain fundamentally dedicated to paper. They cannot give up the paper because they are the paper professional.
Well, it's because
they support the private. The paper
world. We're carrying on from Moses. He brought down plates. You mean he brought down tablets?
No, you're carrying on from me. Bob started it when I gave the fucking tablets to Moses and set up visual space. That was the beginning. I started it. And I'm here to wrap it up and put it away.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah. I thought I knew what I was doing. I'm scrambling to correct the fucking defects, and I probably pulled off. I mean, I evoked non-physical to help me. That was a pretty good move that nobody foresaw. But, okay, so it's really a great way that the Android meme is after images of cultures.
Yes.
Not the cultures. Nobody lives in that culture. You can't live in this virtual society as a chemical body culture anymore. But everybody props it up. The economy is based on tourism, which props it up just for people to travel around and pretend they're going to some past. And the economy itself is digital and ridiculously nothing. And so Bert is sitting there as a visually space-conditioned man who looks black but is not. He's got multiple bodies. And on the chemical body level, he is supporting private space. That's what he does. He's a janitor for visual space.
Digital janitor.
And if you actually think about it, you can't go think beyond that. You can't say, well, how do we change this? How do we do this? How do we get out of the sense of chaos and absurdity? You can't be done. You're a robot for your meme, and that's why we say people don't run the show. The Android meme does, and the memes within the Android meme are running the realities. And so Bert knows he doesn't want to think about it or talk about it in depth because there's nobody knows how to explain it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, very true.
So you get the top perspective right here on Saturday night. This is the most advanced. Intelligence agencies kind of know it, but they represent visual space. They're not going to emphasize it. They're going to hope that there's a reason to keep being visual space, but the society and the technologies undermine all that. Our iCell undermines visually spaced chemical knowledge. You know what I mean? It just destroys it. And you hear, we did it today with ION. It's always going both directions on any topic.
Yes.
It's tactile. It's not a literate book category that was frozen in the 19th century in a book that you could refer to. There's no book reality referred to now. It's a flow. It's even post-flow. Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
A lot of music.
We live entirely by music, McLuhan said. We are vibrating. We're engaging in frequencies. We're in tonalities. Yeah. That's the way people live.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that becomes synesthesia, where people don't like music, so they live in a kinetic world musically. They
but music
take other
also,
senses.
Music also draws images into your visual cortex.
Well, it does everything. It's audio tactile is what you want to think about. It's not just ear. It's audio tactile. And it's synesthesia, which means it is not ear, eye, foot, touch, or anything. It's a weird psychedelic mixture. And then that's your diverse experience. Underneath that is centralizing, where you're a god that can manipulate the synesthesia any way you want.
Right.
You never could do that before. Technically, you do that.
It's fucking bad, Bob. That was bad what you just said. That's...
I know. And this
that's
is,
fucking...
See, this is like a fucking Bert. Hey, Bert, going tribal on me.
Yeah.
That's fucking bad.
Quadratini,
if I was a lawyer, I'd say, I'll see you in court, Bert. That wasn't bad. That was fucking good. Then you say, no, no, sir, 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 that's our fucking tribal language. That's fucking Oakland talk.
Yeah.
Biobonics or whatever, ebonics. But the thing is, what I'm saying, you can't make a better explanation of that than that until Ion shows up. Ion opens the gates to a whole new level. But up before Ion, what I'm saying is the only high knowledge that sophisticated intelligent agencies can arrive at. You can't go past that. That's why Croker is taught in school, you know, 20 years ago. Professors, you can eventually, if you're a professor in media studies, you'll eventually get to this point, and you might get it not as sophisticatedly as I do, but you realize, shit, I'm gonna have my kids or my students, 20-year-olds, read Croker, which tells me that my genes have left my body and joined with the machine, have left the human species behind. This is what they're fucking reading about. You know, that's what the literature says in their academic courses. 20 years ago. So they haven't had any courses in 20 years, in 10 years. On the TV show Person of Interest, the hero who was Ben on Lost, he says, college is a bacchanalia of over-entitled kids fucking three times a day, something like that. You know what I mean? It's, don't forget, that's college. And that's Hollywood saying what they know their kids are doing. So there's no bother of conceptual education happening. And of course, they can all cheat, digitally swap papers and all that. So the professors, it's like Carolyn says, every profession is fucked. Yeah, every specialist activity, which was in the old days a conspiracy against the layman, they can't even pull off a conspiracy. Everybody's in the same robotic boat. Everybody. Doing meaningless things. And you saw in that movie Wall Street 3 or Wall Street 2, it brought back
Wall
that
Street
guy.
Wall Street 2, yeah. Money never sleeps, I think, yeah.
Now, remember the character in that? His mentor, Michael Donahue. What's his name?
Michael Douglas.
Douglas.
Yeah. His mentor was this old guy who did really well on Wall Street. And he was making millions in the movie, and he suddenly says one day, Michael, or whatever the character's name is, this is fucking meaningless. It's in and out. It's nothing. It doesn't even mean anything to make $2 billion today. Did you remember him saying that? And he goes and commits suicide. See, that's the other thing. Visual person has to have a reason for things to happen. Has to have an efficient, visual, logical, connected way of we're going from there to the future, the visual space continuum. They have to have a reason for where they're going or what they're doing. If they don't, they become despondent, like that successful Wall Street guy who jumped in front of a subway. So you can see examples that the culture shows you in movies, and the writers don't know it. They don't know how to explain it the way I am, but I can just use any movie or anything that comes along as evidence of the sociological point I'm making.
Right.
I mean, that's perfect. The guy's sitting there despondent. He's making billions, and he says, it doesn't mean anything anymore. I know that I'm replaceable. See, there's the private person looking for a private special identity. The African guy over there in South Africa, working in some slave situation, at least he's got tribal identity. He doesn't worry about whether he's successful privately. Though that's being threatened, so some of them are trying to become individualistic.
Well, there are hierarchies. There are hierarchies, though, within tribes, though.
Oh, that's common sense.
There are individuals.
Don't cite common sense to me. That's all normal stuff. It's like McLuhan used to say, these idiots who talk about the conspiracy in economics, like LaRouche's conspiracy of economics, that's normal knowledge. Everybody can see what McLuhan called the economic fallacy. What you want to do is see this new hidden factor of media dynamics that no one ever knew before. Only in the 20th century could we know it.
Okay.
And that will prepare you for Ion.
I'm sorry, but I just didn't see how it was such a distinction for this African to be outside the private space. But, oh, thank God he's tribal. We're in the tribe. Hello, my God. There's so much pressure to be of tribe.
Well, the terms are
a tribe means
inadequate.
The suppression of the individual.
Well, they just don't have visual space. They don't walk down a street and have a nice big house to go into with a separate car, and they don't have straight line streets. They've got curvy ghetto winding dust roads. You know?
Yeah, but
they don't have the linear experience.
Their privacy almost is in being out and being shown as being the chief or being the good worker or being something within the tribe where they differentiate themselves, not
they
by
got roles.
By,
yeah, they
not
have
by
roles
alienating, not by alienating.
They have roles. They have roles, not
themselves.
Jobs. The Westerner has a job, a slot. The African can be anything, and he's got a role.
Well, the tribe. The tribe calls. Calls upon that. I'm saying the tribe versus that.
Well, this tribe. This is what. What's the famous guy there? Man begins with M. He freed
Mandela.
South Africa. Yeah.
Mandela.
Mandela's problem is that okay, we're a free country. We can have our own visual space now. But he was up against tribal hostilities, and he couldn't get the economy going the way the West had it because there was too much bribery, which the black tribes didn't call bribery. But it was all based on loyalty to your tribe, and whatever tribe got into the bureaucratic position to dish out jobs, that tribe got the jobs. So they end up with a lot of civil war all the time. That's a bit different than the way Americans are. The Americans fight individually. They don't fight for a tribe.
Well, I mean,
you can make vague, everybody's a tribe. That's not specific enough. We're looking at the individual clothing of each kind of grouping and what the characteristics and the laws of that meaty dynamic. That makes you a more perceptive person than just saying, oh, yeah, all humans get together. Mark Stolman used to say this. The common thing is people operate in gangs. It's just one gang against another. You can't operate on that simple paradigm when you're dealing with sophisticated synesthesia of information and scenarios and movies and TVs and YouTubes and newspaper articles. The Baroque spirals of complexity is how you have to talk. You don't talk about, oh, that's all just white people, or that's just black people, or that's just Jews. See, the verbal categories don't work anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking in verbal categories.
No, the words refer to environments which have become memes.
Mm.
In other words, everything that looks human is just a meme. There's actually just a digital matrix, or worse, that's involved. You know, there's no anthropomorphic human chemical body level anymore.
Well, you know,
there's no individualism, there's no tribalism.
Well, it's interesting that people then, from wherever they are, they can just snap on a different a meme or a
different
software
body.
For their hardware.
Right. That's all. That's all they have to do.
Yeah. So
that's a new form of ownership, and that's not something you own. You share it and get new stuff every 3 days or 3 months.
Right. Hey, Bob, did you guys – this is off a whole different subject because we were talking about Van Tassel. I'm sorry. Did you ever watch Jack Parsons, JPL, and the guy from OTO? Come on.
No, I've seen Craig Baldwin's movie.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I mean, I've seen a lot of the documentaries on Jack Parsons and forget Craig Baldwin's version.
But that wasn't
but
somebody
what about
that
it?
You – I was wondering if you followed them, if you were interested in what, because it was like L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons and
well, that was part of what I looked at in the 50s, you know, because, see, the oligarchs, the Secret Council 10, in the end are Western visual space and private identity. They are forced to be a tribe up against the middle class. But they wanted to see what was coming and what technology. They knew the meeting was the message. So any new phenomenon was always a syndrome of some hidden ground. So they watched L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons and Crowley and all that stuff.
Yeah, Crowley, yeah.
As well as everything else they watched. They watched everything. Because they were on the sidelines. They represent visual space, and visual space was on the sidelines. The actual visual space ownership of everything had to sit on the sidelines because money became public property under radio conditions in the 30s. That's called the welfare state.
Right.
The warfare welfare. So, you know, the queen is the ultimate oligarchic visual space individual.
You know, what did they glean from being on the, what did that perspective help them to do? And
well, they're waiting for a breakthrough. They're waiting for something that would upset the world that allow them to be, not have to be so hidden. And that happened when the Rockefellers blew the whole thing in the computerized economy in the late 70s, and the economy collapsed in 79, 80, the Volcker era. And then the only people who had visual space were the oligarchy, because they never lent money like the Rockefellers. They only invested money. So the Prince Charles, I introduced him to Lady Di. He gets a trophy wife, and he starts walking around the world for 10 years, bringing in the oligarchic money. And that was the golden years for the Secret Council 10 that I was part of. And for 10 years, they were back in charge of a meme. It was my own father told me 20 years before that, it's not going to work, Bob. He told me that. You can read it in my diary entries. Look in the entries, late 50s, early 60s. So it didn't. It then collapsed in the early 90s. It was over. So then the Android memes after image takes over, and then that forces certain oligarchic private space guys to blow up the World Trade Center. Just the last vestige of trying to create a meme that creates the reinforcement of visual space based on fear.
Wow. Great. What do you think of the Pope?
Just another visual space dangling guy. You know, he's trying to look hip, and he's altering. I do an interesting conversation with the Kirchhoff in one of my recent recordings about that, because he's consulting with the Vatican. He's a Belgian Catholic with a Canadian probably too. But the he was talking about how radical this new Pope is.
Yes.
And Ian says, and we were over there, Ian says they are reacting to us. He knows that he's got to come up with some better ideas, because on the face of it, nobody's interested in literacy that they represent. You can't have a Catholic Church if you don't have literacy.
Right.
Can't have Christianity. You can have TV evangelists, but that's not Christianity. That's showbiz.
I call him the Bill Clinton of popes. I mean, I feel your pain, you know? Gets down, washes the people's feet. I mean, what he said is revolutionary. I mean, he's really, I mean, as a Jesuit also coming into the realm
of the
Pope.
Work.
They were trying to do desperate.
They're following the third Jesus. We follow the first and second Jesus, who are still alive. He's following a dead Jesus.
And
not
going to
work. But, you know, Ian was saying 4 years ago the Vatican was bankrupt very badly, and they were meeting and telling the priests, you've got to emphasize on raising as much funds from your flock as possible. We're not going to make it. And so they kicked out whatever that guy's name wasn't around enough to remember it, Benedict or something, and they brought in a guy who's going to literally act out the human scale Christianity meme. But it won't work. It's not important anymore.
Yeah,
but that's how desperate they are. They were bankrupt, so they had to have a pope act the way a pope never acted.
Well, the child molestation didn't help either, right? But it seemed like also it was something to counter the huge.
It doesn't matter about child molestation. Visual space must carry on, and that involves the queen and the pope and university life and what else and book culture. That is visual space, and they all have their role of reinforcing it. So there's no way, no scandal can stop the Vatican as long as you have the population wanting to have the meme of visual space.
Well, I'm sure they maybe just wanted to, you know, freshen up a bit whatever that book looks like or whatever they're asking people to, you know, get involved in. And so I think the child molestation must have had something to do with getting rid of Benedict and bringing in Francis. But how does it compare to like the to I just thought he was kind of coming in as a counterbalance to the big push in the media of Islam and how that's all being propped up. Yeah, here it is. There was we had two intolerant religions, and now one's become so hip and contemporary. Is that visual space at all meaningful when you look at how Islam is being used in that way?
Yeah, well, Islam is visual space with the ear bias. The West is, that's the difference between the Eastern Church, the Russian Orthodox Russian Church, Orthodox Greek Church. They have a more ear basis. That was the split over the filioque. That was the theological doctrine 1,000 years ago. The difference between Constantinople and Rome.
Right.
So you've got the ear visual space of the, they all come from Abraham, right? So you got the ear visual space of the Arabs, and then you've got the eye visual space of the West, and that's the battle, eye versus ear. But they're in a tactile ground for the last 80 years, and now it's figure, so they got to appear tactile. So the Arabs, they become tactile by blowing themselves up, and the Pope becomes tactile by washing the poor people. They're all trying to be the tactile, I feel your pain, or I am your pain, or I will cause pain, tactile extension. That's all they can be.
Hmm.
And it won't work because they're, it's just like in Bert's business. The very thing that they're buying and selling is an illusion because you can't buy, you can't own anything. No
right.
point in owning anything.
Right.
Well, what is Buffett makes his money and then he has to get time off to go to watch some YouTubes. That's the only entertainment there is. Or whatever digital, you know, virtual space or second life that he likes to go into. He has to do chemical body stuff so they can get time to engage his chip body. That's what wealth is today, is to have a chip body.